I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The bishops of Virginia's two Catholic dioceses have issued a joint statement in which they are pledging their cooperation with the state attorney general's investigation into allegations of sexual abuse by clergy. In their statement, Archbishop Michael Burbage of Arlington and Bishop Barry Nestow of Richmond express hope that though, quote, such abuse is unforgettable, quote, this process will bring healing for all victims. The two bishops also said that even before being contacted by Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring about the investigation, they had already begun an internal probe with independent investigators reviewing all clergy files. Two suspicious packages that were addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden and actor Robert De Niro were found. Authorities say they are similar to the pipe bombs that had been sent to Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, and CNN. None of the devices exploded and no one was injured. At a rally last night, President Trump stated the media was to blame for a lot of, quote, anger in society. The former head of the CIA, John Brennan, tweeted to President Trump to stop blaming others for the anger in society and to, quote, look in the mirror, accusing the president of encouraging physical violence. European Union lawmakers are calling for an embargo on arms sales to Saudi Arabia and a ban on equipment that could be used by Saudi Arabia's government to repress or restrict people and behavior. The embargo and ban are a response to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Meanwhile, a Saudi airstrike on a fruit and vegetable market in Yemen has killed 19 civilians, including children, and wounded six. It is the latest attack in a 3.5-year war between a Saudi-led alliance and Shiite rebels known as Houthis. During his weekly general audience, Pope Francis spoke on the sixth commandment, quote, thou shalt not commit adultery. The Pope said that every heart yearns for unconditional love and fidelity, and that fidelity reflects, quote, a way of being in the world. He also stated that there are many forms of adultery, and that he believes the preparation for marriage should be stronger and more effective. Pope Francis said a true preparation program cannot be just a few meetings as formality, and that those looking to enter marriage must discover, quote, the quality of the relationship through lengthy examination. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.